The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by the King's Men and music by Billy Mills. The show opens with I Love Louisa. Talking with a man who had just had the floors in his house completely refinished. In fact, he had just paid the bill. This time, we're going to take care of our floors, he told me. We're taking your advice about protecting them regularly with Johnson's Wax. Well, that's advice I give very freely on this program, and you're all welcome to accept it and save yourself expensive refinishing charges. It's really remarkable how much punishment floors will stand when they're given an occasional coat of genuine Johnson's Wax. Besides the money-saving protection, Johnson's Wax offers two other major advantages. First, the glowing beauty it gives to all floors, furniture, and woodwork. And second, the way it saves you work all during the year. Be sure, however, that you get the original and genuine Johnson's Wax, available in paste, liquid, or cream wax form. Cleaning time comes, a husband does one of two things. One, he goes away someplace. Two, he hangs around and gets in the way. The guy living at 79 Wistful Vista is type number two, as you'll see when we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Now, McGee, if you're not going to be any more help than this, I wish you'd take the afternoon off. Go to a movie or something.
I might call Billy Mills and go bowling.
Well, why don't you?
I can't. Billy hates bowling.
Well, why don't you get down to the cigar store? You and the other hangers-on down there haven't settled the world situation for a long time.
Ah, those mugs don't know what it's all about. They're too fat to fight and too wise to know anything and too dumb to catch on when I try to explain things to them.
You being the authority, I suppose.
Why not? I read the papers and study military tactics. All them drips do is stand around moaning about their tires.
Say, this tire shortage is certainly going to put the country back on its feet again.
I don't care. I like to walk. Remember last summer, Molly, when I was always planning to pack a lunch and get up early on some Sunday morning and take a long hike out into the country?
Well, I remember you planning it, but you never went.
Well, I hate to go away and miss reading the Sunday paper.
Well, you could have taken the Sunday paper with you.
Oh, yeah? I know a guy that carried a Sunday paper 2 miles once. He's been bow-legged ever since.
Well, now, if you're not going to help me with this house cleaning, I wish you'd go out someplace.
Okay.
But now, listen. Comb your hair first.
I just did.
What'd you part it with, a corkscrew?
I'm just different than most good-looking guys, Molly. Instead of curly hair and a straight part, I got straight hair and a curly part. No kidding, Molly. I don't...
Oh.
What's the matter? Hurt your hand?
Oh.
Molly, what's the matter?
McGee, my ring. My engagement ring.
Huh?
It's gone.
Gone? Oh, my God. Hey, maybe you took it off to wash your hands.
I never take it off. Oh, dear. My beautiful engagement ring. It'll break my heart if I lose that out.
Well, where did you see it last?
Right here on my left hand. Oh, dear, if I only...
No, I mean, where were you?
I had it this morning and I haven't been out of the house. Now, let me see. First, I built a fire here in the fireplace.
Well, maybe you dropped it in the fireplace.
Oh, heavenly days. Scrape the ashes all out and sift them, McGee. Huh? I look upstairs and then you get the vacuum cleaner and we... Oh, dear.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Uppington.
How do you do, my dear? And Mr. McGee.
Hi, Uppy. Now, watch where you plant those big... watch where you step, Uppy. We lost a diamond ring around here someplace.
My engagement ring, Abigail. It's missing.
Oh, how terrible, my dear. And it was such a dainty little diamond, too.
Well, I tell you, it isn't the ring so much as it is the sentiment, Abigail. I remember the night McGee gave it to me. Just like it was yesterday. There he was, kneeling in front of the...
Oh, never mind that. Uppy ain't interested in how.
Oh, but I am, Mr. McGee. Oh, it's simply too romantic. Tell me, my dear, after he put the ring on your finger, did he kiss your hand?
Oh, sure.
I think he was going to, Abigail, but before he had a chance, my father came in with a glass of elderberry wine for each of us and said, congratulations, children.
Ah, grand old man, too, your father. Must have waited outside that door for 2 hours and never spilled a drop.
I hope you were married right away, my dear. I never did believe in long engagements.
Neither did McGee. Particularly after we went into vaudeville. You know, we never played a theater more than 3 days.
Oh, good heavens. Were you in the theater?
Oh, quite sure.
Oh, how utterly fascinating. I was an actress once, Nathan.
Oh, Whoopi. I remember you. Didn't you used to have an iron jaw act? Swinging on a rope by your teeth and waving a little American flag?
Now, please, Mr. McGee. I was never in vaudeville. I played only Shakespearean roles. Juliet, you know.
Oh, we played Joliet, too. Sure, Joliet, and then we went to Kankakee and Decatur.
No. Not Joliet. Juliet, my dear.
Oh,
oh. Oh, what fun. My leading man fell in love with me. Ah, poor dear T. Jarvis.
T. Jarvis?
Yes. Yes, his name was John T. Jarvis, but I always called him T. Jarvis.
That was cute. Yeah. Well, whatever happened to old, I don't like to be nosy, Upsy.
Oh,
but
he went away to make his fortune, but I've never seen him since.
Well, didn't he leave any message when he left Abigail?
Yes, he left a note saying that someday he would return. And when he did, he... Oh, good heavens. I wonder.
You wonder what?
He said that some night he would return and toss a pebble at my window.
Oh, my.
Do you suppose? Oh, but it couldn't. But still, I almost had this investigated at once. Goodbye.
That came back and threw a rock through her window, that lets you out, McGee.
It lets me out of more than that.
What do you mean?
I mean this diamond ring of yours. I've been afraid. I mean, I am afraid. Maybe I walked in my sleep again and... Are you sure you had it on this morning?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's a load off my mind. I was afraid I'd got up in the night, swiped your rock, and heaved it through somebody's window. Well, come on, let's sift the ashes.
All
get
right.
The back cleaner, Molly. We'll get this house to going over like it never has. Here, take my coat. Out of the fireplace and dumped them in the alley a grain at a time. Boy, that stuff sure makes you cough.
Well, why didn't you tie a handkerchief over your nose?
I did, and then I had to breathe through my mouth. And that's what made me cough. But your ring wasn't there.
Well, I tell you, it's around someplace. Nothing is really lost till you quit looking for it, you know.
Is that true?
Certainly. Why?
And I lost a couple of kneecaps. Since I started putting on weight, I've quit looking for him. Oh, boy, am I tired.
Well, I certainly appreciate your help, dearie. Now, listen, you take it easy and let me finish the house cleaning. I'll find my ring somewhere.
No, sir. I'm going to turn this house upside down and shake it if I have to. Hand me that carpet clipper.
All right, darling. Here. And keep a sharp eye out in the corners along the baseboard.
Yeah.
Heavenly days, my left hand feels positively indecent without that ring on it.
Mm-hmm. I know how you feel, Molly. I lost my wristwatch once. And every time anybody'd look at my naked wrist, I'd blush clear up to my elbow.
Listen, dearie, be sure to look under the edges of the rug, won't you?
Don't worry. Old Eagle Eye McGee is on the job a little bit. Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Look out the window.
Huh?
Is there an armored delivery truck out there?
No.
Well, then it can't be the grocery man with my 2 pounds of sugar. Come in.
Good day, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Oh, hi, Lucivia. What you all bundled up in the fur cap and mittens for?
I regret to say that I neglected my business affairs today and yielded to the temptation to go out with a small party of friends.
Oh.
We have been boob sledding.
No. You mean bobsledding.
With the frantic little group of sportsmen I was with, Mrs. McGee, it is boob sledding. They are imbued with the peculiar idea that to see how close one can steer a sled to a moving streetcar is the height of hilarity.
Well, it is kind of fun at that, Latrivia.
Yes, I imagine it would appeal to you too, McGee. You are the type that rocks rowboats and wears ladies' hats at parties.
Why, he does not. He always wears a lampshade.
Get a much bigger laugh with a lampshade, Latrivia. That kills him.
Yeah. Thank you. I shall try to remember that the next time I'm... but am I intruding? Were you cleaning house, Mrs. McGee?
Well, yes. And then I lost my diamond engagement ring, Mr. Mayor. Though we know it's around here someplace.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I take a look around?
I'll be glad to have you, Latrivia. Go ahead.
Well, I don't see it anywhere.
You couldn't have found a flat car and a phone booth in that length of time.
My eyesight is very penetrating, McGee.
Oh.
In fact, I was quite a student of mesmerism at one time.
What's mesmerism?
Mesmerism. Hypnotism. Like this. Look me in the eye, McGee.
Which one?
Either one.
Oh.
Now relax. You're slowly coming under my dump.
Hmm?
You have no will of your own.
I've been telling him that for years, and I know
McGee. McGee. All right, McGee. When I snap my fingers, you are completely subject to my orders. There. You see, Mrs. McGee, his mind is a blank. Look at that glassy stare.
That's the way he always looks when he does crossword puzzles. Isn't it, McGee? Isn't it, McGee? McGee! Well, heavenly days, he is hypnotized.
Of course he is. Watch this. McGee, you are an Airedale. A big, brown Airedale. Speak.
Isn't that wonderful? Look at him trying to wag his tail.
No, get down. Stop jumping up on me.
Down, doggy, down.
He bit me in the leg. Let me out of here.
Well, aren't you going down hypnotizing first?
Oh, he'll come out of it shortly. I don't want to see him. Get away from me. You brute.
Boy, I sure fooled him, didn't I, Molly?
You fooled me, too. I was about to call the drugstore for some flea powder.
Well, I had to get rid of that guy some way so I could get back to work. Some hat, huh?
It was wonderful. It was so realistic. McGee, pull in your tongue and stop that panting.
I can't help it. I'm tired. This carpet sweeper works awful hard.
Well, use the vacuum.
Okay, plug in the cord, will you?
All right.
Thanks.
What's the matter now?
Motor won't start.
McGee, have you been tinkering with it?
Why should I tinker with the vacuum cleaner motor?
I don't know, but have you?
That's a silly question to think that
I... McGee, have you?
Oh, you mean with the vacuum cleaner motor. Yeah, come to think of it, I have. I took it apart to fix it.
Well, couldn't you get it back together again, right?
Ordinarily I could, but I took it apart on my workbench down in the basement, and I already had the lawnmower apart, and I didn't know which part went back in which.
That's lovely. Well, I'm glad you didn't have my sewing machine down there, too.
I did. But I kept the parts to that separate.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. I didn't want them to get mixed up with the works out of your electric mixer.
What? Heavenly McGee, please, McGee, will you stop experimenting with the appliances?
Well, I was just trying to... something is all. I thought if I fit a couple of little paddles to the mixing machine, I could use it for an outboard motor next summer.
And my sewing machine, what were you trying to make out of that, a pencil sharpener?
No, I... Hey, I bet you got something there.
Oh.
I'll bet if I attach the razor blade to
No, please. Go get the carpet sweeper and sweep these rugs. Don't forget, I have a diamond ring laying around here somewhere.
Don't worry, I'll find it. I'm the guy.
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Molly. What's cooking good looking?
I've lost my diamond ring, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, be careful where you step, Harlow. We like mashed carrots, but not in the rug. My hot tonight.
Well, gee, that stuff, Molly. Are you sure you lost it around here?
Yeah, absolutely. I always wear it right here on the third finger of my left hand.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me see.
Now, what good will it do to look at her hand? You're just hanging around the fairgrounds after the balloon's gone up.
Hey, look at that hand.
What's the matter with it?
Nothing. It's lovely. Why, it's hands like yours that make the best possible advertising for Johnson's self-polishing glow coat.
Oh, my.
And glow coat is a beauty treatment for your linoleum, too. Oh, I have 20-minute floor facial. Pour out a little glow coat, spread it around, and presto, in 20 minutes or less, it sparkles with pride and joy.
Hello, you amaze me.
How so, Joe?
Why do you keep up your enthusiasm? For 7 years now and more, you've been whooping and hollering about Johnson's glow coat. Don't you ever let down?
What do you mean, let down? After only 7 years? Do you realize how many hundreds of years, B.G.?
B.G.?
Before glow coat. How many hundreds of weary years women spent trying to keep their homes clean and bright with bunches of grass and crude brooms and dirty scrub brushes? The aches and pains and toil and... Oh, you wouldn't understand. Well, I hope you find your diamond, Molly.
Thanks, Mr. He certainly loves his work, doesn't he, dearie?
Yeah, you know what he did? He went down to the Red Cross yesterday and gave him a pint of glow coat. Told him it was his life's blood.
Oh.
Well, this ain't finding that diamond, Molly. Move that chair, will you, so I can sweep on.
All right.
Ain't out of there anyplace.
Oh, dear.
You know what I can't understand is how that ring ever come off your finger. I thought it was on so tight.
Well, it was. But whenever I worry, I lose weight.
What are you worrying about?
Well, wouldn't you worry if you lost the diamond ring?
Yeah, I guess I would at that. Oh, well, I'm better keep playing.
Old-timer, where are you going?
Joining the Navy, daughter. I'm an old salt, full of the old pepper. 8 barrels and all's well.
What?
Believe the wheel, the lifeboy, and look out. Hey, up the top side, all the ships coming. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Many a stormy wind shall blow.
Wait a minute, old-timer.
Hey?
They won't take you in the Navy. You're too old. Well, you'd lay an awful egg in a crow's nest.
Is that so? Well, by John Paul Jones, Johnny, I got my mind made up to join the Navy, and I'm going to do it. I already told my girl.
Oh.
I says, chicken, I says, get off my arm and make way for an eagle.
But now look, Mr. Oldtime, you're way, way over the age limit. You can't get in if they won't take you.
Then I'll stow away, daughter. I'll send you a snapshot of me on a destroyer.
You ever get seasick, old-timer?
Oh, good gravy, Johnny. Why'd you have to mention that? Oh, that spoils everything. And I know I'd look cute in a sailor suit, too.
I bet you would, too. Indeed you would. It's the navy blue that makes sailors like you. And it's sailors like you that make the navy blue.
That's pretty good, daughter. But that ain't the way I hear it. You know what the Germans are going to do next in Russia? No, says Tutterfeller.
Well, what's the answer?
Daughter, there's a feller with a little Charlie Chaplin mustache that'd like to know that, too. Well, I'm still going to try and get in the Navy, kids.
The White Cliffs streets of Dover.
I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up!
Since it left the lumber yard. Hey, Molly.
Did you call me, McGee? Every day's look at you first fire.
Why not? I cleaned the whole downstairs, vacuumed all the rugs, and cleaned out all the desk drawers, and emptied the cigar ashes out of all the vases.
Oh, good for you. But I'll feel terrible if we don't find my ring. You see who that is. I'm going to look around upstairs once more before.
Okay. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello, sis. I haven't got time to talk to you now. Mrs. McGee's lost her diamond engagement ring.
Is she engaged?
No, she ain't engaged. She's married.
Why hasn't she got a wedding ring, huh?
She has got a wedding ring. She's also got an engagement ring.
I thought she lost it.
She did.
Then she hasn't got it, huh?
I know she hasn't got it, but she had it and she lost it.
Where?
Look, sis, if we knew where she lost it, we'd go there and find it, wouldn't we?
Maybe she swallowed it. I swallowed a nickel once.
You did?
Huh?
I says you did.
Did what?
You swallowed a nickel.
I know it.
Look, sis, I'm busy. Go on home now and leave me in peace. Come back in the spring and we'll chase butterflies together or something. Go on now, beat it.
Okay, mister. The spring won't be here for 6 weeks more.
Who said so?
Well, gee, the groghound saw his shadow yesterday.
Groghound? You mean Uncle Dennis?
No, the groundhog, like a little dog, kind of.
Oh, you mean the groundhog.
Sure.
Well, I guess that proves it all right, sis. They say the groundhog is always right.
Do you think so, Mr. Hill?
Absolutely. Nature gives them little animals instincts for that kind of stuff like that there, sis.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the robins know where to fly down to where it's warm. How the bears know when to go to sleep for the winter. How the little moths know when to start munching on your best baby. I guess you never thought of that before, did you, sis?
Sure, I have, I bet
you. Oh, you have, huh?
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I always kind of laughed it off, mister.
Huh?
Because anybody with the brain of a bumblebee knows that a groundhog is just a stupid little quadruped that wouldn't know February 2nd from National Apple Week. And hardly a proper source for intelligent meteorological forecasting. So long, Lunkhead.
twerp. One of these days, I'm going to lose my patience and play clap hands, here comes Fibber on the back of her romper. Now, let me see. I better put that piano back where I got it. Boy, am I wore to an upper. I got more creaks than the cricket and more pains than the greenhouse. My back is still...
I'm almost ready to give up. And you know, it just breaks my heart. Well, for goodness sake, how nice everything looks.
Boy, it ought to look nice. I've lost 7 pounds in weight, 2 inches in height, and a lot of interest in life.
Well, now you just sit down and rest, dearie. You've really worked hard today, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, what good does it do? With your ring still missing? Well, I'll be... Look! What's that?
What's what? What are you staring at?
Your hand. Hey, your finger. Your ring, there it is.
Why, you must be seeing things. My hand is as bad.
No. Your right hand. You got your ring on the other hand.
Well, for... Oh, McGee, thank you, darling. Thank you for finding it.
What do you mean, finding it? You had it all the time?
Well, if I'm not the worst... No, I remember. I put it on the other hand this morning to remind me of something.
Remind you of what?
Never mind. It seems so silly now.
Huh. Well, I want to know. I got a right to know. And I can keep from collapsing just long enough for you to tell me.
Oh, this is so ridiculous.
Well, why did you put the ring on the other hand?
Well, it was to remind me to ask you to help me with the house cleaning today.
In bad weather, when the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker come tramping across your kitchen floor with wet and soggy feet, your linoleum needs extra protection. Give it that protection with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat and see what a difference it makes in your daily work and in the appearance of your kitchen. As a matter of fact, it's when your floors get this extra punishment that you can see what a wonderful polish glow coat really is. It has a flexible film, which means that it wears evenly without chipping. It has a lasting luster, gives floors sparkling beauty that brings out and preserves the fresh colors of the linoleum. And glow coat is economical because a little goes a long way. Glow coat is self-polishing, needs no rubbing or buffing. You simply apply and let dry. But for glow coat results, be sure you get the one and only Johnson self-polishing glow coat.
Hey, Molly, you know what?
Know what?
I made up my mind I'm going to quit joking about not using our car so much. You know, this is a serious business. I think our support of these wartime restrictions ought to be absolutely...
Tireless.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, Alan.
The War Department has just announced new revised regulations for training aviation cadets. Under these new rules, men between 18 and 26, married or single, with or without college education, are now eligible for the Army Air Corps. More than 2 million more men may now join this exciting branch of the service and play an important part in America's all-out victory program. How to join? See your local Army recruiting station immediately. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night.